Hello, you are listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and John on 90.7 The Capstone. I'm Sheena, and sadly, John is not with us today. He is at a conference, and so I have a very special co-host. You may or may not remember her, but we have the amazing, the awesome Whitney Pape.
Oh my goodness, that was like the best intro ever.
I was going to jazz it up some more, but I didn't want to sound flustered on air, but how's it been going?
It's been going good. You know, I've missed you guys. It's been kind of busy, actually. I feel like my busiest time of the season is right when everybody comes back from Christmas break and then leading up to New Year's resolutions. So I don't know. I've been pretty busy. How about you?
The same. Yeah. So there's definitely, you know, and I think I even shared on social media the other day that someone had messaged me asking if they could lose 30 pounds in a certain amount of time. And it was a very short amount of time that they gave me. And so I immediately texted back and I was like, we could amputate your leg.
Yeah, right.
And so, you know, I felt bad kind of being snarky about it, but that was actually something that one of my former nutrition instructors had said my freshman year of college, that she would use that as a joke, and I was like, that's kind of hilarious.
Yeah.
So I think that person took it well, but I think they were really serious
but
about
I mean,
that. But
don't you feel like that's the more realistic answer? Just amputate your leg.
Most definitely.
And then you've lost, you know, 30 pounds.
Exactly. It's like, you know, it worked out well. And I don't know if you guys have been seeing this at the rec, but, you know, certainly, like, right when we come back from that winter break, you know, there's a crazy rush of people working out, people seeking nutrition advice. And then I would say it's the 2 weeks before spring break, kind of like in what we're in now. And then people kind of have that last ditch effort panic. And then it's like, okay, what can I do? Like, what is something realistic that can be accomplished in 2 weeks before spring break? It's really interesting.
It is. And like right now, you know, actually, I would say last week it was a little bit slower at the rec center. And I was thinking, man, this is just the calm before the storm, because it's like you think right before spring break, but really people come in like that 2 week crunch. So I'm thinking that when I go into work tomorrow morning, it's going to be very busy and very crowded.
Oh, yes.
That's okay. I mean, it gives us, all the instructors, it gives us energy. We actually kind of like that hustle and bustle, because it kind of gets us excited about things. We do like our downtime. Don't get me wrong. We like it when it's chill, especially for our yoga classes. But it's just that calm before the storm that it's going to hit really hard, and that's okay. We're ready for it. And then again, like realistically, I mean, can you really do much in 2 weeks? I mean, maybe it'll make you feel a little bit better to do a little exercise, but these unrealistic goals and expectations, I don't know.
Exactly. And you know? I know that, you know, like goal setting has been, you know, a topic of conversation, you know, quite some bit on our show. And, you know, we think about that hustle and bustle. And of course, for us as professional staff members, you know, we're kind of like in that crunch with them. And then I'm looking forward to spring break just in terms of catching up on sleep, which is what we're talking about today. So I don't know. I love sleep. So
I do
much.
Too. And I'm all about this topic today because I don't wear a wearable or Fitbit, which I almost think I should like borrow somebody's just to see what my sleep patterns are like, because like last night, I don't even think I had a good night's sleep, and it affects you the rest of the day.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of sleep.
Yeah. And, you know, with all of the events that we had this past week with Body Appreciation Week, like every day I've woken up like super early because I've been so paranoid I'm going to oversleep.
Yeah.
So then I think it affected my quality of sleep. So we're going to be talking about sleep all afternoon long. So good for Sunday afternoon. So if you guys are listening to us this afternoon, after you listen to this great information about sleep, perhaps you can take a nap. And you know, take advantage of the info that we have. But we are going to take a quick break. We have a fantastic guest with us, but you are listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and John on 90.7 The Capstone.